When they first, the big, first big cuts, like Pool 11 and that, I didn't have much to do with that. But I was involved when they shut down Pool 6. I was involved when they shut down Pool 8. I was involved when they shut down Searle. Like when it was SAS Pool 15. And I remember that the amazing thing for me at Pool 6 was there was so much brand new equipment in Pool 6 when they tore it down. It was brand new. Like the paint shone on the new equipment. And when they shut down Westland, the story went that they shut the wrong one down. Somebody made a mistake. They had stuff that was supposed to go to Westland, and someone made a mistake out west and shut down the wrong one. They're supposed to shut down either Pool 8 or something else. That's what my dad told me. Mm. Now, how true that is, I have no idea. I was there when they shut down Pool 8. I was catching samples for the cars. Somehow I have the feeling it was in 1988, but I could be wrong. And when they did the Searle, they brought the samples uptown. And man, that grade was, it had been in there for a while. I learned how to grade some weird stuff.
In where? In Searle?
Yeah, when they, well, SAS Pool 15, when they sent the samples downtown to be graded.
When they were shutting down?
Yeah.
Because they were shipping out what was left?
Yeah, they had to empty it out. Eh? And Pool 6, when I was there, they couldn't load anything the day I was there because everything was buggy. That's what I was told. Hmm. They sent me home. Or not sent me home, sent me back somewhere else. And I missed Pool 4 when they shut that place down. I don't know. I remember when they shut it down, but I wasn't involved.
Yeah.
Same. I couldn't believe they shut that place down. Then they shut Pool 3 and Pool 1 down. I just was just. I still can't get over that. I don't know why they did that. It made no sense.